This is Dairy Radio Now.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be looking at bromoform as a feed additive. This was presented in the June Journal of Dairy Science from Dr. Paul Konoff from the University of Nebraska. Bromoform is found in algae and can be synthetically produced to make it more stable as well. The interest in bromoform has to tie in with methane reduction. Certainly, we are well aware that methane is one of the greenhouse gases that can be a problem in the environment. And we have products such as 3-NOP, which reduces methane production from the rumen itself 30%. We can also look at essential oils that reduces it by 10%, and monensin will reduce it by 5%. And so this algae form was first being looked at in California in terms of response, in terms of methane release here in animals. The study involved 12 mid-lactation Jersey cows in a Latin square design. And there were three treatments to these Jersey cows. One was, of course, no product being fed to these cows. The next one was being 0.46% of the dry matter as a commercial product. That would result in giving these cows about 0.26 grams. Not very much at this point, but certainly very small levels here. And then the third one was a doubling of that, 0.93% of the dry matter of this commercial product, resulting in slightly more than 0.5 grams of the bromoform going to these animals. They measured methane reduction by measuring cows breathing out, and that was about a 19% reduction, and it was linear going to the higher levels. So the question is, perhaps even a higher level might be more effective. There has been reports as high as 50% or more that the bromoform type products can reduce methane production as well. In this study, there was no differences in dry matter intake, which averaged 42 pounds to these Jersey cows, no difference in milk yield that resulted, they were producing 61 pounds of milk, or no difference in energy corrected milk, which is corrected to 3.5, which would be the equivalent of 77 pounds of milk. However, there was a linear decrease in milk fat in these Jersey cows. They were at about 5.2%, and it went down to 4.9, and that was a linear decrease as the level increased as well. They also measured digestibility, so there was no differences in organic matter digestibility, crude protein, starch, or fat digestibility as well. And actually, there was a slight increase in metabolizable energy with the higher levels of the bromoform product in there. They discovered, they analyzed, and they did not detect any residue of the bromoform at the current detection levels here in the study. None of this milk was sold, however, and these cows were destroyed because FDA has not allowed this product to be added, and that's why the research study was being conducted to see what type of responses we might see. There's also some increase in hydrogen here, a linear increase, which indirectly has some impact on greenhouse gases as well. There was no cost listed here in terms of getting this product compared to, say, some of the other products on the marketplace. That can vary anywhere from basically 8 cents to as high as 50 cents per cow per day. And there's also been some work being reported on using seaweed. There are different colors of seaweed, brown, green, and red, but they're quite variable in the level of bromoform you'll find in here, and therefore the responses will vary. So our take-home messages are that methane production will continue to be a challenge in our environment here with dairy cattle and beef cattle. The economics for dairy farmers will be very important. In other words, they are going to have to either see a decrease in the methane being produced and being financially rewarded for it, or a response in milk production or milk components to recover any costs occurring at this point. And listeners, be well aware that bromoform will need FDA approval before it can be fed. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Coming up on Monday, we'll check the markets with Lee Milkey on our Milky Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.